Pastor Stacy.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for worship?
Well, I did it.
You did what?
Well, I've been consecrating on my paper all week since we talked, and I'm ready to give it to you.
You've been consecrating on it, not concentrating?
Well, yeah, that's what you told me. We were going to have consecration Sunday, so I've been consecrating and talking to God and listening to the Holy Spirit for how God wanted to move my heart to fill out this paper.
Rebecca, do you know what consecrating is?
Well, I kind of thought that's just when I spent a lot of time thinking and praying and talking to God about it. You know, concentration.
Yes.
I guess not.
Consecrating is when you take something and you give it to God. So like when they built this building a long time ago, when it was done, they consecrated it. So they made it for God's purpose, blessed it for God's purpose. So did you bless your time for God's purpose? Did you consecrate it?
I don't think that's my job.
All right, but you're ready. I think that's my job. Thanks for giving it to me. So you are ready to put that in at the pledge time. You're going to put it in the pledge basket, and then you're going to get a magnet, and that is wonderful. But this morning, as you come to bring that pledge, can I ask you a question?
Oh, I thought you were here for me to ask you questions.
A lot of times I do answer questions. I love when people come in with questions. I love these conversations. Invite them. My door's open. But sometimes I have questions back. So can I ask you a really important question?
I'll try.
Okay. So, you know, I've been looking at numbers. I've been looking at a lot of numbers lately. That's what happens in this time of the year. And I've been seeing, you know, we have 350 members of this church right around there. That's pretty cool, huh?
That's a pretty big church.
350, it is a good church. It's like the second biggest in Torrance for the Methodist Church. Woohoo. But we have 350 members, and I've been seeing that usually we only have like 80 or 90 of those pledge cards that come back. And so, as I've been looking at the number of people that don't turn in pledge cards, I was wondering what inspired you to want to turn in a pledge card, to be one of the ones that turns them in?
Well, that's a good question.
I know.
Well, okay. Pastor Stacy, I was practically born in the United Methodist Church. And I've been in the United Methodist Church my whole life, whether it was in La Mirada or Murrieta or now here in Torrance.
Okay.
Well, and most of that time, I was with my family. My mom and my dad, my brother and my sister. And mom and dad took care of things.
Your parents are good at that. I know them.
Yeah. They took it. They had their budget. They tithed to the church every week, and I got to see my parents doing their part and everyone else in the congregation doing their part as well. Not just financially, but when those hard times came too, when I was hurt or when I was graduating from high school, or when my dad went through some hard times and we lost our house, it was the church who helped take care of us. So I figured whether it was my family or my big church family that was taking care of me, now that I'm an adult, it's time for me to take care of my church.
Okay, but why this church? You passed like 57 million Methodist churches to get here. Why this one?
Well, worship here every Sunday. I have a job here.
True.
But for me, it's more than that.
Okay.
Because this church is home. This church welcomed me in as a member of their family, a stranger from the valley. And I want to do my part as a member of that family. This church has helped me celebrate. This church has helped me heal. This church has become a home for my son and welcomed him into the young adult life, where I was really worried about my son, that he was going to go away to college and get lost. There have been young adults here that helped pull him in, that helped ground him being away from his family. So,
but I see you came in first as an employee, right?
Yes.
And we didn't see you Sundays because you were working in Marietta. But then we couldn't have you as an employee anymore. And I think a lot of people like me figured that we would lose you and you would stay in Marietta or finding a church out there. But even when you weren't working for us, you still were choosing to come and worship and help with outreach lunch and serve. And just wanting to know why you were willing to do all that driving to keep coming here when you could have been at home.
Well, God had a purpose in bringing me here. And while it was hard having to step back for that time, I knew my job wasn't done. And I knew that I couldn't turn my back on my family. And while it hurt a little bit, it still brought me such joy to be here with people that I knew loved me and supported me and allowed me to serve beside them. So I made the drive, and I'll continue to make the drive.
Well, I don't know about them, but I'm really glad for that and really glad that you've made the commitments that you have to this church. And one exciting thing, like I said, you get a magnet this morning, and I think it really goes with what you said this morning. And since you were also in the 8 o'clock service, one of our newest members that took membership last week, Todd, was talking about why he's picked this at home, and he talked about the prayer support that he really felt from the group that were praying for him when he was traveling and praying for him to be able to stay in California instead of moving with Toyota to Texas like so many people have. And he said that he really found that love and support of family here, and that's why he stayed. And so the cool thing about our magnet this morning and this campaign that we've been doing is it says we are the church together, and it's recognizing us as family, that we are a really big family. And so you give your pledge this morning, and you're going to get a magnet to put on your fridge, which reminds you of the contribution that you make to the family, of how you support in your pledges, in your time, the way that you serve, your presence, that you're here, but also to remind you that we are your family, that when those tough times come, like you were talking about, that we're here to support you, that's got all the information to let us know when things are going on, to connect with the family so that we can be in prayer and support of you and to be there in your journey, because that's what we're here for, to be a family, to be God's church together, that it takes all of us to do that. See all the people in it? That's all of us. Thank you, and when it comes time, I'll invite you to bring your pledge card forward and get your magnet and to be able to celebrate that you're part of this amazing church that I love and I have a huge part of my heart for, and glad to hear that you do too. So thank you for being here, Rebecca.
You'll text me, right?
I will text you and remind you. I can't. I left my phone in my office.
Okay.
I'll send somebody.
Well, thank you, Pastor
Stacy. There's yours. All right. Thank you, Rebecca.